session. We've got our agenda in front of us.
Correct.
What else we need to talk with you about?
Nikki, and we, you put Rob Dalton on next Monday.
Correct.
Because just a little conversation that to let you aware of that, he has came before us and discussed the surveys and all that kind of stuff that FEMA has thrown upon him.
Yes, sir.
And he's been visiting with Eddie Coxey, so I thought it would probably be better to wait till next week so we can get more information about that before we address it.
Okay.
The end of last week, Donna came to me and informed me that the senior, the petition that they turned in has enough signatures, so now it needs to come back before you guys to vote whether to put it on the agenda.
Has she done it in writing?
Not in writing.
Would you go ahead and have her send you something in writing for my sake of that she's got enough certified signatures? I had a conversation with Pat, is it Dooley, last week. I think she's on vacation this week, but I asked her if she had certified ballot language. She said she did, and I have not seen it. She said she was going to email it to Nikki at the commission the commission at Taney County, whatever. I don't have her email address, but we need that next to make sure the ballot language is proper so that when we do vote to put it on the ballot, or when we put it to a vote, we need to have the language at that time. Do you have Pat's email address, Nikki?
I don't have her email address. I have her telephone number.
Would you, if it's all right with you gentlemen, I'd like Nikki to get a hold of Pat to get that ballot language. We were supposed to, I was expecting an email to you, Nikki, on Friday, and she didn't. Obviously, you would have sent it out by now, so.
And it may be there because the courthouse was closed on Friday. She may have went ahead and sent it.
Not mail. You would have had it in your email.
Well, I haven't reviewed my email.
Anyway, if you don't have it, we need the ballot language. That's really the next step. If I remember the step we went through East-West Quarter, we got to have the ballot language and we make a final vote, if we're putting it in August or November or all that. But that's one thing that I did tell her when she came in. That's the next thing.
Okay.
And then what she asked is that she be notified when we do put it on the agenda to do the final vote.
Okay. You just mentioned August or November. When we talked to her, does anybody remember? I'd like to ask Nikki or Jillian to get the recording of that meeting and see what we said.
Right.
Whether we committed to August.
I know what she said, but I don't know what we said.
Did she say November?
Didn't say.
Did she say November?
She said August.
Did she say August?
She said August in her conversation when she listed off her four or five things. And I don't remember saying, and I may have, it's been a while back, but that would be a good idea if you could, Nikki, just to see if we committed to a specific election.
In the discussion that we had either at one of their meetings or the when we went to the senior citizen deal in Branson, I thought she mentioned November then, which she may have mentioned August here. I don't know, but November was when I thought she was talking about, but that doesn't make it's just whatever they...
Right.
Do we need to put on the agenda the legacy? I believe we agreed to do it, but then I think I heard a question in somebody's voice the other day.
I questioned it, so yeah, we probably just put it on the agenda.
This week?
We have time this week. That's why we pushed the other gentleman to Monday, maybe next Monday.
Is this going to be a lengthy discussion?
Next Monday would be good.
Next Monday?
We can ask Bob and his our time with him even this morning if he's got pros or cons.
How do you want me to title that?
Resolution, was it?
Legacy resolution.
Ozark Mountain Legacy, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes, Ozark Mountain Legacy.
And Bob, I believe Bob went home sick.
Went home sick?
Yep. After he spoke, he went home sick.
Uh-oh.
I just went upstairs to see if he was available, and Jillian said he had gone home ill.
Okay. Well, we can talk to him sometime if we need to.
Yeah.
What else?
Other than that,
good to go.
Good to go.
The Coon Creek Pump Station John Hooker requested that I place that on the agenda, so that's why that's on there.
Okay.
Could you contact him and tell him, because Bob's going to be...
Moving forward,
and we got that set up just exactly the way we hoped that would work if somebody would cancel for some reason, so we could move him up after we talk about the scrap metal.
Yep. Okay. Sounds like a plan to me.
And then that way...
Let me ping Jillian real fast and see if she can get a hold of John Hector.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Nikki. Uh-huh. Well, next on our agenda is the scrap metal. And I think I might be responsible for that. Go ahead.
Can we just go back one thing?
Okay.
The check I withheld is regarding the T-Highway contract.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All I wanted to say is, I'll make copies for you guys. I can't find in there where we're agreeing to pay expenses for mileage and all that.
Okay.
And that was significant, not significant, but there was a couple, $300 in just those invoices of mileage. And I didn't see it in there that we have agreed to pay mileage, because we normally don't on other vendors.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm going to give you guys copies if you can look, and then I'm going to bring it up to Mr. Suti's attention for him to review, but... Once again, I couldn't find it.
Okay.
That's the discrepancy that I've got. Not the work performed, but I couldn't see where we agreed to do that.
Yeah.
I see where there's a rate schedule on the very last page of what the mileage rate would be, but nowhere in the terms and conditions does it say that we were agreeing to do that. So anyway, that was just, but I will put copies in your boxes and find out.
And we'll find out from Mr. Suti if any other contractor charges mileage.
Sure. I'll send it up to Mr. Suti and Carbon, you guys, so you guys.
Are we going to have an executive session on with Suti anywhere?
I don't think we've got anything scheduled for sewer.
Today or any tomorrow or any time, do we?
Is it contract for sale? What would it be, sir?
Actually, it's contractors, different things on projects.
We've got
just like an update, and some of them are sensitive.
We have an executive session for Friday at 10 o'clock, which we're going to discuss individuals with the mailroom position. If you wanted to, we probably could carve some time right after that to talk about that if you want to.
Okay.
Chuck, are you all right with that?
Sure.
I'll put contracts in there also, and then we'll let Mr. Hooker, Mr. Suti know. I'll send a note to Nikki to add that. And then Jillian is getting a hold of Mr. Hooker right now, but that was all I wanted to discuss.
Okay. Actually, we need Frank. Let me see if I can grab him.
Okay.
The reason I put that on the agenda, the scrap metal, came up in the Road and Bridge Shop Talk meeting a week or so ago. There seemed to be an agreement that we could probably make a little money come out ahead if we hauled it ourselves. And Jack Cole was pretty much familiar and hauled some of that metal and this, that, and the other.
I'll call you back here in about 15. Okay.
Hey, Deborah, is that Frank over there? So, anyway, hey, Frank, this is Chuck. Would you have time to come over for a few minutes? We're talking about scrap metal. Thanks. He's coming. Anyhow, I think there was discussion about using the end dump, that you could get a big load in an end dump, and, you know, easy to unload. I think I asked the question, what about the truck? Is it going to damage the truck? And they said, no, it probably problem at all. I think there one issue that came up was the units with Freon in them, if they haven't been broken open. Right. By the time they get to us, we need to capture the Freon, and I think we have the equipment to do that even. So I know in the past it's been we didn't come out ahead, we didn't think, and that's why we've given away, so to speak, to that gentleman that comes up and hauls it. So I wanted to get it on the table. There's a little bit of what I thought.
There's been so much discussion about that, and it runs in a time frame of, you know, we've talked about it, whether the expense was, I've always thought that we ought to do it and have it for the county to operate the transfer station. That's been my opinion, but I know we've had separate opinions that makes you think different. Like, we had one person that came and got it whenever scrap wasn't worth anything and kept the place clean, and we took that into consideration. So I don't know. I mean, every year that I've been here, we've talked about this.
But you're saying you've been in favor of us hauling it ourselves?
Yes. Okay. I think it takes a I don't know how to word it hardly, a sense of the county doing favoritism or something like that to someone out of the picture. Because we actually basically wasn't, there was a year or two when scrap wasn't worth hauling off, that this gentleman came and kept us in good shape and kept us cleaned up, and we took it into consideration whenever we went ahead and let him, you know, have the, I don't know, with his contract or whatever, but we agreed to let him do it, and but I think we're past that point. They've made some good money by gathering that stuff up. So
I've kind of given them a few of my remembering of the meeting. Tell us what you heard when we talked about that, or you talked about it, or whoever talked about it. Shop talk the other day, Jack Cole made some comments and this and that.
There's with today's market. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
With today's market in metal recycling, it appears that it would be advantageous for us to do the hauling ourselves. Currently, if segregated aluminum, iron, copper, other types of metals are getting about $200 a ton. Some of the issues that we might have with them would be the segregation itself would take an effort. I believe we do have the capacity to do so with the drivers that we have on staff today, because our tonnage rates are still down quite a bit from last year or the previous year when construction was really at a boom and we were pushing 150 tons someday. Right now, some days we're at 80 tons or 100 tons. We're not doing a lot of tonnage at the current time. Also, by law, there would need to be a system in place, and I'm not sure there's a certification required, but from an environmental standpoint, recovery of the Freon in the refrigeration units, the right way to do that is to recover it into a system, and I found out last week that we do have that system to be able to do that. So overall, I think at today's time, with today's rates and with the labor and or workforce that we currently have there and the demand on them based on the tonnage that comes in, we have the capacity to do so. That may change in 6 months or a year depending on what the economy does, or as building goes up, we may create more tonnage coming into there. But with today's numbers, I personally think it's the right thing to do. That may change.
Well, I'm in favor of it.
Me too.
After hearing the conversations, and as you said, Frank, it may change 6 months from now. If it does, then we could go out for bid.
So we need to make a motion so that the person will know that we.
Before we make a motion, do we want to start it and have an evaluation period to see how it's going before we say forever? Maybe we just do a motion for like 90 days. to us, and then at 90 days, Frank comes back and gives us an update of how it's progressing. Because if it's not going well, then you know, obviously we need to look at all options. But maybe going out at that point, if we're not doing it very well, I'm in favor of the process, and I think we can work through this. But I'd like to get an update after about 90 days of work.
That's fine.
How about just the first your first period in September?
Okay.
So of course, he'll be checking on it, but you know.
Yeah, we'll be getting updates, but just he'll be able to tell us tonnage and all that, but then kind of tell us what's going on.
How has it fluctuated? You mentioned the $200. It's been way down, and then it's been higher than that quite a bit at one time, mm-hmm. wasn't it?
So, yeah.
So you can't ever tell about the metal prices on the.
For about the past year, it's been on the high side, mm-hmm. But. 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, when I first started here, it was a third of what we're getting today. Yeah. If and when we start this program, which it sounds like we are, the funds that we get from this recycling, do we put that back in transfer station fund?
Yes.
Okay, into particular line item that you're revenue side.
I mean, it,
same thing.
I'm just saying, we put it back in the. If less specific you bring it back in, the more generalities we can spend on with the transfer station.
So maybe the revenue line that comes in through the scale house?
I would think so, gentlemen, wouldn't you?
Yep.
Okay. I do have another comment in regards to the transfer station. I received a call this weekend that the transfer station was closed on Saturday, unbeknownst to myself, and in calling three people on Saturday, I found out that it had been posted at the transfer station for a week prior to that, but that doesn't do anything for the citizens that are not regular visitors of the transfer station. In times past, I've liked to have, on holidays, put it in the paper so that all the citizens are, the ones that read the paper, are aware that the station is closed. I'd like to propose, I'll bring it up during my meeting, that we look at the yearly calendar and see if we can identify which holidays will be taken by the transfer station and then possibly make, on a yearly basis, a sign that is posted at the transfer station that says these are the official holidays for the transfer station for that particular year, and also posted in the newspaper, because that was probably an inconvenience for the people that were loaded and attempted to go
so
to.
So the people called were commercial or residential or common haulers?
Citizen.
Wasn't the commercial?
It was not commercial. Commercial probably knew because it had been posted for a week prior to that.
Good. Well, you're saying we could put that together for the rest of this year?
I had Kathy work on it this morning, create a calendar for the rest of the holidays. But from what I remember, around Christmas and New Year's, there was some fluctuation as to which day do we take off in conjunction with where the holiday is placed. And so it's something I'd like to speak as a group to make the decision.
Okay. All right, how about a motion for a 90-day trial, hauler-owned scrap metal?
I move that we, the transfer station, hauls our own scrap metal for a period of 90 days to and not go out to bid. How's that?
Second.
Okay.
A little disjointed motion, but I think it's functional.
Bottom line of the motion is we're going to try it for 90 days. And in so saying, Frank will, without asking, I'm sure, will audit it, see how it works, keep track of time, and that kind of thing.
Yep, and give us an update at the end of the 90 days.
In other words, we need to figure our time for taking Freon out, and loading and hauling fuel.
Since the motion's been seconded, I would like to know all expenses associated with this, because I mean, we may say on the revenue line we may bring in $1,000, but we may spend $3,000 in man hours that we don't calculate, and then it's all a waste.
Exactly.
So make sure we're real specific on the expenses.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Okay. As I understand it, we'll be on a 90-day trial with a report due the first week in September. The funds that will come in from this effort will go to the revenue line, and also the report will state the positive and negative impacts that are created from this effort, such as expenses, labor, fuel, and things like that. Is there a, I guess you might not know the answer. I will check into what I call a diversion rate. There's some positive attributes to metal recycling, which we would have gotten a diversion rate anyways from these things not going to the landfill. If we can tally up at the end of the year that 500 tons of metal went to recycling efforts versus going being buried at a landfill, and it's just a nice green thing to have in the county business. I will look into see if there's any benefit to tracking that also.
Will you put on the first of your list, I think Jim kind of indicated this, that we'd like you to call the fellow that's been hauling it first thing off and let him know we're going to do a 90-day trial hauling it ourselves.
Yeah.
So he can show up tomorrow trying to haul it.
Also, today, Ms. Gifford and myself will be meeting about the tire contract and going out to bid for those services as the rates have gone up considerably for that.
Is Linda taking that effort to try to find another vendor?
I think we're going to go out to bid for the services, come up with a scope of what the work is and what we need a trailer for mosquito abatement DNR issues. And
oh, this is perfect timing. That's from Dan Noslick.
Okay.
Tomorrow is the solid waste district meeting.
Okay.
He's going and wanted you to have a copy of the agenda. I will ask Dan to visit with the folks there at Solid Waste tomorrow if they know of any vendors or somebody that might be good for us to send a bid document to.
Could you ask him about diversion also? Is that something that
can.
That's followed in the state of Missouri here?
Okay. Yep.
Are there any other things on the agenda this morning for Frank before the 1 o'clock this afternoon?
No, all we have left is the Coon Creek pump station discussion, and then it'll be the 1 o'clock for you.
Okay.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. I'll see you this afternoon.
Mr. Hooker, how about coming up here to the table?
Okay.
Have you a nice, comfortable chair in front of a microphone.
I can't see him. He's camouflaged.
Well,
I think
had,
this...
had cow problems this weekend, so I was running the farm.
I was going to say, that's about the fastest I've seen anybody get out of the woods. We only called you about 10 minutes ago.
Well,
tell us about Coon Creek, please.
Okay, well, as the last time I spoke to you gentlemen, we had the bid for the plug valves, which you approved to get ordered, and they've been ordered. And in the meantime, I've ended up with three prices for the installing the valves, hatches, and such at the pump station. The cheapest one, or the lowest proposal, was $34,900 from TKB Construction. It's Keith Brewer. I know him. He's a concrete man. So he built all our Poverty Point pump stations and such.
Did the sewer board make a recommendation?
I haven't taken it to them yet. I want to get, okay. I guess I went back. Well, no, they know about it. They just told me to get it fixed.
They just said to get it fixed, and we're the ones that slowed
it
down.
Yeah, you're the ones that slowed it down. But anyway, I did get three proposals,
and his is the lowest. And he was the lowest?
Yes.
Okay. So I make a motion upon approval of the sewer board that we go ahead and continue with his lowest bid.
Which is?
TKB Construction.
TKB Construction.
In Rogers, Arkansas.
Second.
And the sewer board meets tomorrow?
No, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
And it'll be on the agenda for them to vote on?
Yeah. We'll get it on there because I'm probably still 4 weeks out of my vows. Yeah. It's not a
big rush.
Not that quick. I would like to get the hatches. You know, there's a lot of preparatory work that has to be done.
Okay. Who were the other bidders? Your other two questions?
Rosetta and Miller Blevins.
Rosetta. Huh. Okay. All right.
Well, Victor's price, he had a $40,000 not to exceed price.
Okay. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you, John, for doing a good job.
Well, we can make motion for a recess. Hope we can get
to hear the cow story. Recess until 1 o'clock, please.
I could use a little help.
Danny's had lots of experience. Get him out there.
Need any more cow problems this week. We got six up. I sent off this morning.